I trusted. Those discounts on TikTok shop. For real.
You gotta look at the profile.
That profile.
The profile.
He just said he's a snitch.
No, I said.
Do you think people nowadays trust too easily, or do they not trust enough?
If they do something that.
You said do.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The power.
The power.
This is real faith right here.
Why are you looking at me like that, husband?
We'll use me as examples.
Are you gonna trust that one singular person in this whole entire world that has never been untrustworthy?
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Welcome back, guys, to another day, another Way podcast where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we live, we try to live in a better way.
He
My name is
up.
Marlon.
I'm Jose. I'm Jose.
I'm Fernanda.
Yeah. First try.
Yep.
Come on now. We're
okay,
like
guys.
This.
How are y'all doing today?
I'm doing good. I am a little hungry, but I'm excited because lunch is coming.
Yes, it is. That's true. Okay, I'm going to ask y'all one question, the icebreaker. Have you ever had a time where you just had trust either on someone or on something before you had proof it would work out, or before you were certain that it was like that you were certain that it's like, oh yeah, I can fully trust it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jose, what do you have in mind?
I trusted that those discounts on TikTok shop were real, and I was like, I added so much stuff, like, this isn't gonna be that much, and I added, and then I see the shipping. So why is shipping like $15?
Was it $15 shipping?
It's not that bad. How much did he buy?
How many
I didn't buy it. I looked at it, I was like,
how many items was it?
There was like three.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh.
Three little things that were like $5 each.
I wouldn't know.
$15.
When was
and then
this?
It makes like 30 something.
Justified crash out.
Exactly. Thank you.
When was this?
Like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Why?
Back in the day, whenever people were scared of using TikTok shop, the discounts were actually good. But now that people actually trust TikTok shop, like, it's like,
it's pretty good.
It's not as cheap as it used to be.
Yeah, it's like Timo now.
Why would you buy stuff?
Why would you? Yeah.
When it first came out, it was not bad.
Literally, people get pictures of couches when they buy couches.
Well, it does assess it on the thing. It's a photo of a couch.
Really?
I've seen people on eBay sell like a photo of a PS5, and they say it on the description. It's just a photo. You're not getting a PS5, and people just buy it because they don't read it. And that's on them.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. So that's somebody, a scam.
Somebody put like a $500 photo of a PS5.
Don't trust people.
Read. That's on them. That's on them.
Or Facebook Read. Market. Imagine buying something on Facebook Market. You think it's going to work, but people get things that don't work.
Oh, yeah.
If like you get something from Facebook Market, don't expect it works.
No. He buys things off of
you
Facebook Market all the time.
You gotta take your outlets and everything. You gotta try it out before you buy it.
I have trusted like people before that like works perfectly. I'm like, all right, bet. And it works perfectly.
Yeah, you're trusting them and you don't even know them.
Yeah. It works perfectly at this angle, at this one cable.
That's why you gotta look at the profile.
Hold it up like this.
You gotta look at the profile.
The profile.
No, but it's true. I wanted this. What was it? I don't remember what it was. Oh, Plancha? A table in the living room.
Oh,
the table that pulled out. Did I show it to y'all? I wanted it. It was like a storage
table.
A coffee table. There you go. A coffee table with a storage. And it was so pretty. People were like, that's a good deal. I asked her and I was like, hey, is it still available? It's still available. Hey, like, I want to buy it. She stopped answering. I was like, what? But it's still on the picture said it's still available. And then I saw, like, went to her profile, and it's like, it's very sketchy with this person to buy things. And I said, okay, I'm out. Yeah. It's like, I cannot trust you. If people on there are telling me that you have one star, why would I trust you?
Mm-hmm. I saw this thing on TikTok, and this dude that goes to, like, when people are selling cars on Facebook Marketplace, and he goes to their house to, like, look at the car and, like, to buy it. He goes, nah, this is a rust bucket. And it's, like, a $80,000 car. And he's like, nah, this is a rust bucket. You got to change the combobulator.
So he's just messing with them?
He's like, yeah. $80,000 right now.
Yeah, and it's, like, $80,000. It's like, I'll give it $5,000. And then they're just like,
Justine's gonna get mad.
Some people have thrown hands.
Yeah. Or another thing that you like see people trusting is whenever you have a class project and everyone, it's like a group project. Everyone has to do their part. Yeah. And people don't even want to show up to the days that you like split responsibilities and stuff like that. And you just have to trust them and trust that they will do the work because it will affect your grade. Like, I remember that in college. I did not like working in groups because I was like, I cannot... I don't want to risk my grade and put my grade in their hands.
Yeah. I'm a snitch. Straight up with it. I don't care. Hey, I'm talking about...
He just agreed. He said he's a snitch.
No, I said that you were a snitch. And I'm talking about that. Let me talk. Let me explain myself.
You just said you were a snitch.
Well.
Okay. No, what I'm talking about, Fer, she used to. Did you just mute me? Crazy. The audacity. Fer, as a sibling, used to snitch on me to my parents.
And I saved his life.
No, she did not.
Yes, I did.
Nothing that you did.
You put a bean in your nose.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about growing up. That's a baby. That doesn't matter. I don't care if you snitch around my baby.
Anyway,
but I'm talking about in college where it affects my grade and everything. If somebody is just not responding to anything, I am sending an email to the professor.
Yeah, Professor so and so, this person here is not doing. Yeah,
no, I'm just letting you know, heads up, we agreed on this and this. They have not even like responded to
these
any
are
text
the screenshots and the receipts.
I have.
Straight up
like that. And they might get it done, but at least I told you, Professor.
There you go.
I told you, Professor. But I don't care.
Yes. There you go, Madeline.
So based on y'all's responses, y'all are not a very trust... Well, not
trusting.
Y'all don't trust so easily.
No.
Yeah, like, do you think, just looking around the world, do you think that... I guess it depends, too. Like, but do you think people nowadays trust too easily, or do they not trust enough?
I think they start off trusting very easily, and then something happens and they don't ever trust
life
again.
Happens,
yeah. I think this is what I usually say. Mm-hmm. I will trust you until you give me a reason not to trust you. Mm. Once you already did me dirty, I'm going to be so cautious with you, and it will be hard for me to fully give you my trust again. But, you know, grace is needed, but I also need to protect myself because what?
I thought you were talking about some girl.
No. No, bro. You need to show people grace. You need to forgive because if you don't forgive people, that's creating roots of anger in your heart, and you don't want that. Yeah. But you can't just blindly trust again. You just, yes, you can trust, but keep an eye open. Like, you know, I don't know. It's just too many people just hurt others. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know. I've trusted so many people and it's not ended good. So now I'm like, I feel like I'm a little guarded because of that.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking out for yourself.
Yeah.
And for the good of others as well.
Yeah.
Like me, like, I guess I could say I trust a little bit too easily.
Yeah.
Yeah,
100%. It's true.
I just love it easily. Yeah.
No, he trusts everyone. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
I just, whenever I was younger, they would tell me I was gullible. So that, like,
you were gullible.
Yeah, so I would trust anyone. Uh-huh. So, like, having my family tell me that.
She's dumb.
No! having my family tell me that, it was like, oh, I can't. But yeah, sir. That's why I try to protect you all the time.
Well, so far, no one on Facebook Market has scammed me, so I'm good. So would y'all say that your trust has to be... Do you think trust has to be earned or given?
I always just give trust, really. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm like, oh, right now I don't trust you or anything. I don't care. Like, if they tell me something, I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
No, I might not listen to it or anything, but I trust them.
Mm-hmm. I think it comes back to I'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. If you break it, you're going to have to earn it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's what it is for me. It's like, oh, I already know that I can't trust you in this aspect, but I will give you the benefit of the doubt. If you keep if you keep trusting someone and they keep just going, like breaking each promise, breaking each everything they say, it's like, whoa, I'm sorry. By how many times you've done it? Like what? 7 times? 10 times?
Yeah.
You're not a trustworthy person.
It's crazy though. Some people actually like keep continuing. Like I've seen on TikToks like sometimes like some girls would have a boyfriend and they would give them like a bunch of chances and whatnot, and then just I'm like.
No, yeah, but I also that I fear. I think that's tied to fear.
Mm.
People trust because they fear being alone, or fear being not liked, and that's why they just keep trusting and they put their own hearts at risk, because they would rather receive acceptance from that person rather than rejection. Yeah. So I think that could be also
the
painful truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cause let me tell y'all a story. In the Bible.
Story time.
Story time.
It's story time. The Grimm little thing effect.
Do you have that?
No. Wrong. Yeah, it's story time.
Okay. So a little bit of context. Jesus he just healed a man, right? He just healed a leper, some with the disease. And then now he's going back like into town and whatnot, you know. And obviously, the Romans back then were, like, in control. Like, they were, like, the authority there. Mm-hmm. You know, they had soldiers. They made everything was in check. They're, like, the police. So, usually, these soldiers would, like, keep the peace and would not really, like, they were Greek, right? So, they believed in other gods. They believed, like, in Zeus. You know, the culture around there was kind of whack, you know? And so, Jesus, obviously, Jesus has been in this town. I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's Galilee. And Capernaum. It says it right there. Capernaum. And
come on, Marlon.
And that's sort of like where he was operating. And obviously, maybe this guy had like heard about Jesus. And so, he goes up to him and he asks him if someone in his household could be saved. He says, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. And he said, I will come and heal him. So at first, Jesus was like, okay, I will go, right? Like how Jesus goes. He goes and he touches people and he heals them.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing was that he didn't say, he was like, no, don't come, right? This is what he says. But the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And to the centurion, Jesus said, go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And their servant was healed at that very moment. Wow. Mm-hmm. So
crazy.
It's crazy.
The power.
And really, like, the faith that this guy just had. Mm-hmm. To just be like, he himself kind of knew who Jesus was. He's like, okay, this guy's a guy with authority. Just like I am, you know, I'm like, the centurion was like the mayor. Mm-hmm. So he knew. Yeah.
A centurion is a man in the Roman army that is in charge of 100 men.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what he's called. Yeah. So he had like his little army, right? The people there in the city protecting it. So he knew, like, he gave orders, do this, do this, and it was done.
And people would just obey.
Yeah. So he's like, if this guy, he trusted him, and probably based on what he has heard, what he has seen, he's like, okay, I know this guy. He's God, 100%. So if he says, die, you die. Or like he says, you
smite him.
Smite him. But if he says, if he just even says the word, it will be done.
Yeah.
Like he had that much trust. Like
he had seen it with his own eyes.
Jesus was impressed by this guy. And why do you think that made him different to say like, oh, like no one in Israel have I found with this much faith? What do you think it was like?
I feel like a lot, based on the many times that the pueblo de Israel, the Israelites, were like given so many and many, many, many opportunities over and over, they just expected things to be done for them. Mm-hmm. But then, because, you know, they were the selected.
Yeah.
But this person, not being an Israelite, not being his, like, culture's predominant faith, mm-hmm. he still knew who he was. Like, he knew who Jesus was. Mm-hmm. And he just, like, trusted and knew the authority that God had, that Jesus had in yeah. heaven and in earth. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, whoa. Jesus is like, this is real faith right here. Mm-hmm. People might be following me right now because of all the things that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not a real faith. It could be, you know? But mm-hmm. this guy right here in front of me doesn't even have to see it mm-hmm. to trust.
Yeah.
He already trusts and knows it will happen.
Yeah, because back then, like, the Jews were, like, their own little people. And for basically, like, a Gentile or a Roman, especially a Roman soldier who kind of, like, is like I wouldn't say persecuting, but it's like, what's that word, whenever you kind of like make someone
oppress
they were oppressing them. It was kind of like, okay, like
mm-hmm. yeah,
how could someone like this possibly believe in our God?
Yeah.
Or be like, how could our God be somewhat like, how could mm-hmm. our God possibly be with this person?
Mm-hmm.
And so we see how he just trusted him. Like, if we were to trust in people like that, or like be able to know that this is like, oh, I know Jose. Like, if I tell him, why are you looking at me like that, Jose?
Well, use me as examples.
Well, because Jose,
you're right in front of him. Go. No.
Like, if I just trust Jose and I just trust him so much, like I could just be like, yeah, Jose, like take my car, or like here's the keys to my house, sure. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's hard sometimes for us to trust other people because, like what we said, we want to make sure, like maybe we want to make sure that they're trustworthy. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we can trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they kind of mess up, then you know, it's gonna mm-hmm. they're gonna yeah. have to earn that trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so cool to see how Jesus just not only restores this person's sick family member mm-hmm. or his, how did I say it? Y'all have seen The Chosen, right? No.
He has.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
in The Chosen, this Roman soldier, he was like a centurion, like authority, big guy. And it's his kid that's like actually the one being sick. And he wrestles with talking to Jesus because as a Roman soldier, you're like supposed to keep the peace. So whenever Jesus would like preach or he would be miracles, there would obviously be crowds. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't really see yeah. like personally, right? He would just kind of like...
From afar,
right? And it was just like, it's cool whenever like in the show, he just approaches him and Jesus is just Jesus. Like he's kind. He's like, yeah, like for sure. And he just shows him and he has a job. He doesn't follow him, but in that moment he believed in him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's just, yeah. Like Jesus says, not even his own people mm-hmm. have that much faith.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and it shows that Jesus is for everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It, to me, it's just crazy how like a guy like a centurion that's so like high up and everything
mm-hmm.
believes so much in like a Jew. Like to them, like mm-hmm. the Jews were like at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Jews were always like being conquered mm-hmm. by different like mm-hmm. empires and everything. And then to just believe like in mm-hmm. Jesus, that's like a Jew, like supposed to be bottom, and dudes like all the way over here. that it believes. It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta put yourself second.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Third. Man. She's on my title for the episode. Okay, anyways.
No, yeah.
That's crazy.
You have to definitely be, get rid of that pride.
Yeah.
Imagine.
And we are all full of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, personally, are you going to get rid of that pride that you're talking about? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to trust? Because these are stories that are written in the Bible from thousands of years ago. Mm-hmm. And we are still putting our trust, our faith in them.
Yeah.
We didn't see the miracles like they did there. Mm-hmm. But there's miracles happening today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Jesus, throughout those miracles, built his credibility. He showed that they could trust him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, remember what the prophet Isaiah said? That only Jesus, only God could do this. Mm-hmm. And Jesus was doing every single prophecy that Isaiah said.
Yeah.
He was building that trust. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, Jesus is perfect. He never failed.
Yeah.
Unlike our friends, our family, they will fail us.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus never did. And it might be that you might not get what you want. That's not that he's failing you. He's protecting you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, are you going to trust that one singular person in this whole entire world that has never been untrustworthy?
Who will never fail?
Who will never fail?
Yeah. That was good, guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to hear more, you can go to follow.lifeword.org. Or if you want to go through it in Spanish, then follow.lifeword.org/Spanish. You can follow us on TikTok, on Instagram, and on YouTube at ADAW Podcast. And on Facebook at lifeword.org. Or at lifeword. No org.
Episodes every Friday at 10.
We will see you next week. Bye.